Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from the beautiful area that is Yuma, Arizona, is the biggest writer of the gun culture on the biggest website on the planet, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
I noticed, and I don't know how much you looked into this. I'm interested to discuss it with you just to see what you know about it. I noticed that you have put up an article about the South Carolina, my home state, which is the House has passed constitutional carry again. What have you found out about South Carolina politics in terms of that?
Yeah. Well, is that the House has been passing pretty good bills to roll back unconstitutional gun control in South Carolina for several years. But the Senate seems to have a problem with it. And it seems to be that you have some people in the Senate who talk a good fight when it comes to passing removal of infringements on constitutional rights. But when it comes right down to it, they can never quite get it into the right committee for the right amount of time, the right person to, like, actually have it come up on a vote. At least that's the way I see it. And people have gotten in trouble with this in South Carolina, and some of the people who came up for election have lost primary elections.
Oh, but, yeah, they sure have. They sure have. When I lived in Pickens County, South Carolina, the state senator from Pickens County, Larry Martin, was in charge of the Senate Judiciary Committee. So anything right. coming from the House of that nature had to pass through his committee. Larry had two qualifications to be in the Senate. He was Republican, and he was not a lawyer. And he touted the fact that he would be in charge of the Judiciary Committee and not be a lawyer.
Right.
But then when push came to shove and we started talking, permitless carry. It was like he was going straight to the Moms Demand Action website.
Yeah, it was weird.
Did you see some of the stuff he was putting out there?
Yes. I mean, we can't have it. It's not the traditional South Carolina I love and know. I remember seeing some of the stuff. I think about open carry where he was adamantly against it.
He said that with open carry, the cops wouldn't know who the bad guys were.
Yeah, he obviously did not really know what he was talking about.
He said that, and he also told me the Second Amendment does not mean, he told me this over the phone, he told me that the Second Amendment does not mean that you can carry whatever you want, whenever you want, wherever you want.
Which is kind of like saying water is wet.
Yes. Yes. And he had all of these, and like one of his things was that the cops wouldn't know the criminals from the good guys. And I said, do you know how many criminals actually use a holster? And, it's less than 2%.
Yeah, it's tiny because holsters are just another thing you have to get rid of if you committed a crime and you don't want to get caught.
Right. I mean, if you toss the gun and you've got one of those Kydex holsters that's in the shape of that gun, it's sort of hard to say that's not mine.
Yeah.
And despite all of that, he squashed it. And then the very next time he got primaried, he was out. He was done. He was gone. And, I was happy to be a part of that, to be quite honest with you, because he would not listen to anything. It's like the the artificial lines that are on the map. In South Carolina, we're covered by this opaque dome that none of these guys can see out. And look at, look into these other states where they actually have, you know, permitless carry happening and nothing bad is happening. Because due to permitless carry, due to the fact that people are buying guns, you know.
Right. Now, in South Carolina, did things get any better in the last election?
Not particularly. It's about the same as it was. I mean, we now have open carry if you have a concealed carry permit. Yeah.
Right.
When they were considering permitless carry the last time, it was only going to be concealed. Sort of like Florida is in the middle of that thing right now.
Right.
The reason for, that I have for having a permit, and so I have two reasons to have a South Carolina concealed carry permit. The first one being that I can travel outside the border and I can go to states that have reciprocity and I can continue to carry my gun.
Right.
The other thing is I don't have to go through background checks with a concealed carry permit.
And that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to buy a gun, walk in, show them your permit. They go, oh, you already been through the background check. Yeah, this cuts down on our phone time. Good thing. And you buy the gun, walk out.
Yep. So, I'm waiting. I'm not. I've seen, you know, Cam Edwards asked me about this over at Bearing Arms. He asked me what was going on with this, and I'm not holding my breath thinking this is going to be the thing, because South Carolina is very much, it's sort of like the we follow what everybody else is doing state. So if it does right. actually occur, it will be because Florida and North Carolina are considering it. Because I think Georgia already has permitless carry, don't they?
It does, and Nebraska is looking pretty good right now, too. Now, this article is waiting, and it'll be probably published fairly soon on AMLN, but Nebraska is has passed the first of three hurdles they have to pass to get constitutional carry there. And it looks pretty good to me. It's been close, but in Nebraska, they have to get a two-thirds vote
right.
on everything, just the way they set up their system. So you've got half the states have it right now. You'd think that'd be enough for a go-along, get-along legislation.
You'd think it'd be like a cascading effect. But I think to a certain degree it is. But, I mean, if it happens in South Carolina, it's not going to be because the South Carolina politicians are out there going, well, you know, this has been far too long. It's time for this to go. They're just going to be like, well, everybody else is doing it.
Right.
That I mean...
Now, I'm trying to remember if South Carolina still has or did they have a permit to purchase a handgun.
No. No.
Okay. Because North Carolina is trying to get rid of their law.
North Carolina, not only do I think you have to have that, and then you have to go visit the sheriff every time you do it.
Yeah, I think so.
Sort of gin.
And they're in the process of trying to change that.
Yeah, yeah. North Carolina is a weird state. I mean, it's a beautiful state, and at the same time, it's not a very good state in terms of politics. Because they're like every state. They've got a couple of population centers where they're very, very, very leftist. And then,
well, I'd heard that it was a popular state for people fleeing the Northeast to flee, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. And that's probably what's causing it to be the way it is. We're coming up on the first break. Hang on for me, if you will. This article is the last article, the latest article that they have published. It got published on the 6th. Permitless carry is one of those things that the more we have it, the more it makes it more difficult for them to get out there and actually press gun control at all. Because every time a state gets permitless carry and then it isn't the blood in the streets they talk about, that's a good thing, because then we can just simply say, well, you guys are just idiots, right? So go check that out if you are in a permitless carry state. If you're not, go check it out, and maybe you'll get a few insights into what you need to be looking at. And we, of course, will be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one. And he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about my home state trying to pass constitutional carry, and it's not just my home state. It's a few states right now that are actually playing, three or four, actually, which would be, if they all go, that would be stupendous. But what were you wanting to say, Dean?
Well, I was saying that and the four states you're talking about are both North and South Carolina, Nebraska, and Florida, all looking at it very seriously. I'd be surprised if we didn't get at least one more, and probably two. And I'd be very surprised if we got three or four. So I'm predicting two. But one of the things we were talking about in the last segment is you talked about how what a difficult fight it was to get permitted open carry in South Carolina.
Yeah.
And it was one of only like five states that did not permit open carry generally.
And who are the last ones that are left now? Florida's one of them, right?
Florida, New York, Illinois, and California is mostly bans open carry. I think there's if you're in a county in California that has less than 200,000 residents, the sheriff can issue a permit for open carry. Doesn't have to, but he can. So California is essentially no open carry, but they're, you know, in some of the rural counties, you can get a permit to do it. Now, I wanted to get your take, since you've had open carry, I think, for about a year now,
right,
in South Carolina. You know, you must have seen some of the effects. Are the newspapers riddled with horror stories about openly carry?
No. I've seen four guns carried openly in the wild. A couple on a motorcycle, one in a Lowe's, and I don't remember where the other one is. The reason I wanted there to be open carry is because in South Carolina, with the concealed carry permit, the way it was before this happened, if I was, say I'm in a shoe store, and the size shoes I need, I have to stretch my arm all the way up there to get it. And as I do that, I reveal, if I'm carrying outside the waistband but under my shirt, if I reveal half the gun and somebody sees that, I have flashed the gun.
Right.
And I mean,
and was that a misdemeanor or a felony?
Whatever it was a take your permit away offense.
Right. And, you know, brand you as a bad person and maybe even jail time, all yep. kinds of nasty stuff.
Definitely going to get escorted out of wherever you were shopping. And, yes, sir.
Probably the most weird reason that I've heard for fighting open carry is people who don't like guns who say, but I'd have to see a gun and I'd be scared.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you see the police with guns all the time and you don't seem to bother you.
No.
You know, it's just a very strange thing. And my personal experience, we have quite a bit of open carry here in Arizona. I've seen quite a bit of it. And I carry openly quite often because it's just more comfortable, especially in hot weather.
Yeah.
I mean, you just, you know, if you're going to try and conceal a gun when it's over 100 outside, it gets a little dicey. I mean, you could try a large T-shirt maybe, but otherwise put it into a fanny pack and that is no longer really fashionable, or maybe a camera bag, or, you know, it's just not very easy. And you have to restrict yourselves to relatively small guns, too. But, you know, it doesn't matter with open carry. You just stick a standard model, you know, Glock 17 on your hip and not worry about it. And what I've seen is people aren't concerned. They seldom even notice. And for me, because I tend to prefer a hairstyle similar to military and police, they often think I'm a police officer. Oh, see that cop over there? It's kind of funny, really. But I just don't see an issue about it. It's only some people who are extremely political or extreme phobia about firearms who get upset. And it's a huge mistake that we have made in Western society, saying that if somebody's upset, then we have to give them control of the situation. You know, that's exactly what we said. Oh, yeah, we can't say words that might upset somebody because that's bad. And words are violence. Well, that gives the person that you have allowed that power basically a veto on any speech anywhere. I don't like it. It upsets me. Therefore, you can't talk about it. And it's the same kind of situation with open carry, is that the other side makes this argument. Well, you can't do it. Somebody might be upset. They might be scared. I have a right not to be scared. No, you don't have a right not to be scared. No, that doesn't exist. You don't have a constitutional right not to be upset. You don't have a constitutional right not to be offended. Speech is not something that you can shut down because you don't like it. And I made the case often that open carry is a form of free speech. It's symbolic, powerful, political speech, and it says the government can't stop me from open carrying because we have a Bill of Rights, we have a Constitution, we have limited government. It says all that stuff. So I'm an open carry proponent, as you've heard, I'm sure, as I'm demonstrating here. And I just wanted to emphasize that you haven't had any problems in South Carolina with open carry, even though it's been legal for a year, and this seems like nothing as much has happened.
Nothing has happened. Nothing has happened. You know, when I was talking to Martin about this, when we were talking about permitless carry, and he's talking about you don't know who the bad guys are, I was like, how many of our permits have been revoked for cause? There was a time when we didn't have reciprocity with Georgia.
Yeah.
And the reason was in Georgia for the concealed carry permit, they didn't have the, quote, training aspect of it. And what the in South Carolina, you have to fire 50 rounds at a target that looks like the back end of a Volkswagen. It's just that big and that close to you. And they have to be in the black. And I tried to explain to all of these, you know, all of these pencil necks that 50 rounds at a target, you know, as big as a door is not training. That just proves that I'm not going to shoot myself in the foot. You know.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Well, and what we see is
we can continue this on the other side. Coming up on the next break, this has become one of those organic conversations that Dean and I have that just sort of evolves on itself as we examine an issue. And this is the kind of stuff he writes. I mean, this is what precipitates these kind of discussions, the stuff that he writes. And his stuff is at Ammoland. He's got 2,100 plus other articles waiting for you there today. And you can get that same intellectual stimulation stirred up just by going to Ammoland and looking him up, Dean Weingarten. Well worth your time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Wall Street is closing sharply lower after the failure of the nation's 16th largest bank. Stock extended losses as the FDIC took control of Silicon Valley Bank's deposits and fallout from the collapse pressuring the financial sector and the broader markets. President Biden is making it clear in his budget he won't allow for entitlements to be cut. That's what Office of Management and Budget Director Shalanda Young said during today's White House press briefing.
Been very clear, and the president has. We believe the greatest existential threat to Social Security today is those who want to cut it.
She said the president's plan will strengthen Medicare, Social Security, and other critical programs Americans depend on. Daylight saving time returns this weekend. Clocks will need to spring forward in most of the U.S. at 2 a.m. Sunday. Daylight saving time not observed in Hawaii and Arizona. Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Dean Weingarten. We've started having this discussion about open carry and permitless carry and everything. My state's sort of in play for it and everything else, and I had to interrupt you as you were starting to say something, so please, if you don't mind, please pick that up.
Where you well, are. What I was saying is that it's a political statement to open carry a firearm, because so we've been so indoctrinated by the left to believe that government should control everything, and government power should not be limited, that when people see someone carrying a firearm, they freak out. Not very many of them, but there are a few. And those few people have been allowed to essentially censor us and control our actions. And one of the major purposes of the Constitution and the Second Amendment is to rein in government, to prevent the excessive use of government power. And that's why we have the Second Amendment, and that's why open carry should be legal everywhere. And it was essentially almost everywhere for a very long time. And so nobody should be able to control you by saying, I don't like the way you look, therefore you have to change. And in the United States, the law and the Constitution basically says that nobody has a right to be offended, I mean, to not be offended. And, you know, there are some exceptions for, you know, like pornography and sexually explicit things. But we are one of the most free countries in the world, even with those exceptions, for being able to dress as you like and to look as you like and not have the heavy hand of government come down and say, no, you can't do it because we don't like it.
Right.
And that's the way it should be. And it's just funny, you know, this open carry thing. I really think that people don't like it, like the state senator, I think it was Larry Martin.
Yeah.
They don't like it because of that reason.
He said it was, he said he found it offensive. He said he found it.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
You know, we live in a very media conscious visual, you know, visual entertainment seeking populace today, and they watch movies and TV shows with guns all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have, you know, there's five or six guys that shoot 20 guys in a show, and, you know, all they do is they don't even light a cigarette afterwards. They've gotten past that now. They just sort of sit around, and I don't know what they do to celebrate living through that gunfight, but they don't light up the Lucky Strike like they did on Miami Vice. But shouldn't this population be used to seeing guns, considering how often they see guns?
And that is a very interesting thing, is that we have all this violence perpetrated in the movies and on TV. And that seems to be okay. But when somebody really arms themselves, it's not. It's a very strange mix there. And we're moving away from it. We're now, like I said, you take South Carolina, and there's only like three states. Florida, New York, Illinois, and then, like I said, partially, mostly California, that ban open carry in most places. So it's just not a problem. The vast majority of states have it, don't have a big problem with it, and so they find it kind of weird, at least I do, when places like Florida now say, oh, well, we can let you have permitless carry as long as the gun's concealed. But, you know, you can't show it to anybody because that's bad. We don't like that.
Well, I remember when Texas was trying to get that way, but you could open carry an AR-15. And even though that was legal, the cops would show up and make a big deal out of it. And then they got open carry of firearms and permitless carry in Texas. And what has been the result of that in Texas? What's going on? What's happening?
Basically,
with
no change.
No change.
The only change is that people aren't hassled anymore for openly carrying.
Yeah.
And you see considerably less carrying of long guns in public because people can carry pistols in public. So if somebody wants to carry, it's easier to strap on a pistol than it is to sling an AR over your shoulder.
That can be quite bothersome if you're just trying to move around in an urban area like, well, let's go have some coffee. Well, hang on, I got to get my AR in the right position.
And what we see is that it really boomeranged against the police because we have enough independent media and over the internet with chat groups and everything, people actually saw things happening, and they drew their own conclusions. And they had thousands of demonstrations of open carry, carrying rifles and shotguns in Texas, and pretty much nothing happened. And I saw some of it where you'd have a little open carry group standing on a corner or something, and people going by, and they're honking their horns and saying, yeah, you know, you got it right, that kind of thing. And eventually the legislature had to bow down to the overwhelming public support for open carry. Now, the media tried to portray it as evil and nasty and, oh, how dare you do it. But the fact was that most people supported it. After all, this is Texas, and they have a certain image to uphold of being independent and willing to defend their independence. And I think that now that we have just a few states that ban open carry, it's eventually going to go the way of the dodo. But first, it looks like we have to spank these states that say, oh, even though the Supreme Court has ruled that carrying out in public is a right protected by the Second Amendment, we're going to resist. We're going to deny that the Second Amendment is real. We're going to find a way to finagle a law and change it and claim that, well, you know, yeah, you have a right to carry, just not anywhere, that's in the public. You can't carry in private, and you can't carry in public. So carry in those other places that are one of the other things that don't really exist.
Well,
and we're there.
We are there. We are there. I mean, I think there's always going to be, although, you know, you think about the big states that have always been very anti-gun, which is Illinois, Maryland, New York, California.
Well, California has changed. It wasn't quite as bad 30 years ago.
Yeah. But, I mean, the ones that are there now. But now you've got, like, other states trying to come in on this, like Colorado.
Yeah, that's true.
They've got to be watching these other states that are getting having injunctions and restraining orders and everything else put on the stuff that they're trying to pass. And apparently in Colorado, they don't worry too much anymore about the recalls that happened in 2013, because that's ancient history now. You know that nothing out there to worry about for them. They're not going to lose that majority anytime soon. But still,
what we've seen is that they are much more concerned about the ideology than they are necessarily about getting elected. And I think I'm with a lot of people that think that the structure, the way that elections have been structured, primarily by the left and by the courts, has allowed them to believe that they will not be voted out of office.
Yeah, that's the way. Used to be that way, but now I think... I think with each time they pass something and then it gets pushed back, I think Republicans could look at that and say, look at this time and resources wasted on an unconstitutional bill just to have it pushed back, and then all of that is gone. It was all a waste.
I think you're right. Plus, they can show, look at, these are the people that you elected. They're trying to blatantly violate the Constitution.
Control. And there
are more and more people, I think, that see the Constitution as valid and necessary and useful today.
Well, hang on for me. We got one last break to go through. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this article that started this whole conversation, South Carolina House passes constitutional carry. Again, not a new thing. That's happened more than once. Got published on the 6th. It's at the top of the page at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten, and you know, this sort of opens up another conversation, if you want to have it, about what we're seeing in the United States today as far as politics and policy that are being put in place. What do you think that's going to mean to these states that, I mean, every time they pass gun control now, aren't they doubling down on bad policy?
Oh, they are. And it shows that this was never really about policy. It's always been about ideology. And people have tried to claim it was policy. And that's just part of what I call the progressive playbook, where what they want to do is always magically backed up by science or experts or, you know, what they repeatedly now are starting to use the phrase common sense. And it's not. Now, back when the progressives started pushing on gun control, which was back, about 1900, and then the really big pushes came after 1932 and 1968. And all the time, they just claimed that this was necessary to fight crime, and only bad people would carry guns, and there was no reason for anybody ever to carry a gun. And this crackdown on carrying arms in public would result in lower crime. But it never did. It did not. Never is maybe a little strong term, because you have overarching trends. For example, crime might be very much on the upswing or very much on the downswing, and you pass a law and the trend continues. That doesn't mean the law changed things. It just means the trend continued. But there was all this prediction about horrible things happening if you remove some of the infringements on the Second Amendment, and they just don't happen. They flat out just do not happen. And then you have the opposite, where people said, when we put an infringement on, like saying that people can't carry concealed in public, well, crime will be reduced. Well, no, that didn't happen either. So there's always this claim by the progressives, we are doing what the experts say. Now, what they don't tell you is that a politician can find an expert of any flavor he wants,
sure,
to push the policies that he wants. And part of what the progressives said in their founding documents was, well, you know, we have to have experts to tell us what to do because they're so much smarter than everybody else. But there's just one caveat. All of the experts have to be progressives. It's kind of like in the Soviet Union. We'll want people to do things, but everybody who is in control of anything has to be a member of the Communist Party. And one of the things that people don't often realize is that when Franklin Delano Roosevelt got into office, one of the very early pieces of legislation that got through was the Federal Communications Commission, the creation of the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. And it was created primarily to regulate radio. And radio at that time was becoming a powerhouse of the media. And there were big media radio networks that were forming. Networks with the name like NBC, National Broadcasting Corporation. And the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, was formed to regulate what could be said on radio. And one of the big things about what could be said on radio was that it had to be, quote, in the public interest. Well, Franklin Roosevelt was in charge, and he appointed people to the FCC from the start, and he made sure that the people appointed to the FCC understood that in the public interest meant in the interest of the Franklin Roosevelt administration. And so the radio networks gotten loaded down with progressives. If you weren't a progressive, you pretty much could forget a career in radio. And then World War II happened, and all this censorship about what could be said reinforced the FCC. And then after World War II, what did the radio networks become? They became the television networks. And this is how I believe, it's my opinion, that's why we ended up with overwhelming presence in the media of progressive ideologues. And eventually we got to where we are today, where they're now being discredited because they no longer just control the narrative, but they openly lie about events and they can be caught in their lies. Because the truth has a way of catching up. Reality has a way of asserting itself. And if you tell a lie often enough, people may believe it, but that doesn't change the underlying reality.
Right. Excuse me. Got the busy throat there. The other thing is when we look at some of these policies that are in place, and that, you know, it's one thing to sit out there and say, you can't carry a gun in these states. So let's look at that. In Portland, Oregon, right?
Right.
Well, they have a Democrat everything. Walmart is closing up. They're deserting Portland, Oregon.
Well, they're kind of being driven out, right?
Yeah, because by theft, because there's so much theft going on. They're closing.
Right.
Nike offered to hire some of their police officers from Portland, and Portland would not allow it because most of the police officers are on overtime because they're so understaffed. So yeah, they're closing. And every time something like this happens because of this policy where lawlessness is allowed to go, right, and self-defense is frowned on, and if you actually do something to somebody that's trying to hurt you, you're probably going to get in trouble with the government or with the police or whatever.
Yes, and we've seen that.
Yes,
in the Seattle area and in Portland.
Yeah, and then it becomes like the inner city, where it becomes a desert for economic opportunity, educational opportunity, and then the gangs eventually take over.
Right.
In San Francisco.
Those areas are being held afloat by major corporations that get most of their money elsewhere.
Right.
And so you have a big corporation like, I'm trying to think if it's Google or Amazon or whatever, that has a major presence in Portland.
Yeah.
And it's the taxes from that corporation that support the city. And because most of their income comes from other areas, they're not much affected by the local crime level.
No. And, I mean, but now a lot of those places have moved to Austin, where they've also defunded the police, and it's so bad now
Yeah.
So bad now that they're talking about how dangerous Austin might become. In San Francisco, they've had to close the farmer's market because the aisles where everybody's walking around looking for the best deal on rutabagas is filled up with drug addicts.
Yeah, and you know, we can't prosecute drug addicts because that's bad.
They're victims. They're victims.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if it were
everybody is a victim except anybody who has anything.
Right, anybody or anybody that uses a gun to defend themselves. They're never a victim.
Correct.
They're never a victim. Never, ever a victim. So,
and these idiotic policies, and they are idiotic, have real-world consequences. Reality intervenes. The places become terrible places to live. Nobody wants to stay there. And lately, the next step is the federal government under a Biden administration bails them out with tons of cash from other places.
For COVID or whatever.
Whatever, right.
For COVID or, you know, the Green New Deal for, you know, the climate right. change emergency. It's always an emergency. That's why we're always in an emergency. Anyway, before we run out of time, hopefully we'll bring you back on Friday, and we'll have another stimulating discussion, which this one has been especially stimulating. I do appreciate it. I want to thank you very much for joining me today.
Well, you are welcome, and it is always a pleasure.
Yeah, nobody brings it like Weingarten. When Dean gets in here, there is no telling where the discussion is going to go. And that's what I like about it. And at amoland.com, Dean is the biggest writer there. He has an archive of well over 2,100 plus other articles to discuss, to look at, to read, to peruse. Go check him out. As for me, I'll be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.